Today we're building a VHS Rave colored pad riser in Ableton Live 12, designed for jungle, old school DNB, rollers, and darker transitions. And right away, I want to make one thing clear, this is not a shiny modern EDM riser. We're not chasing glossy festival polish here. We're building something gritty, a little blurred, emotionally tinted, and full of tape-worn character. Think of it like a scene change. You're not just making a sound go up in pitch. You're creating atmosphere, pressure, and identity before the drop lands. In DNB, that matters a lot. A great riser does more than fill space. It changes the emotional room. It makes the drop feel bigger because the space before it feels alive, unstable, and a little haunted. So let's build this in a practical stock device Ableton workflow. Start with a new MIDI track and load Waveatable. We want a simple saw-based pad as the core. Use oscillator 1 on saw. Oscillator 2 on saw as well, and detune it slightly. Keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices, with a spread that gives width without turning the sound into mush. Put the filter on a low pass 24 dB shape, and use a smooth amp envelope. A little attack, a decent decay, high sustain, and a release long enough to let the tail breathe. Now write a chord that actually feels like DNB. Don't overcomplicate it. For this style, minor key harmony is your friend. Try minor 7th. Minor 9th, or sus 2 color tones. Keep the voicing in the mid register, roughly between C3 and C5. You want it musical and moody, not too low and not too bright. A simple example could be an F minor idea, maybe moving from F minor 7 to D flat, major 7, or even just holding one chord if you want that hypnotic roller feel. The point is to give the riser a harmonic identity. That minor flavor gives the whole build emotional shape, so when the drums and bass return, the contrast hits harder. Before we touch any effects, shape the MIDI phrasing itself. This is a really important intermediate move. Don't rely only on automation. Make the clip already feel like it wants to lift. Start with sustained notes. Then, as the clip moves forward, introduce higher chord tones. Maybe a top note enters in bar 3 or 4. Maybe the later notes get a bit more velocity. If you want a more jungle style lift, that one note change every bar or every 2 bars. Small changes like that create movement without sounding like a preset trying too hard. For a 4-bar riser, keep it tight and direct. For 8 bars, you've got room for a proper pre-drop build. For 16 bars, you can turn it into a more emotional transition or an intro section. A strong trick is to duplicate the MIDI clip and make the second version slightly more tense. Raise the top note by an octave. Remove the root later in the phrase so the harmony opens up, or leave a held 9th or 2nd hanging at the end for that anxious, unresolved feeling. Now we start adding VHS Rave color. After Waveatable, add Chorus Ensemble. This is one of the best devices for getting that smeared, nostalgic, tape-like motion. You're after unstable warmth, not seasick wobble. Use Ensemble mode, keep the amount moderate, the rate slow to medium, the width fairly wide, and the mix low enough that the core chord still comes through. If you want a little extra space, add simple delay or echo very lightly. Keep feedback low. Keep the repeats filtered so they don't clutter the low mids. This is important in DNB because the kick and sub need room to breathe. Your pad should be floating above them, not stepping on them. If you want more VHS drift, use Live 12 LFO to modulate subtle things like filter cutoff, Waveatable position, fine pitch, or chorus amount. Keep the depth tiny. You're aiming for machine breath, not a synth that sounds seasick. Now let's clean up the spectrum with EQ8. This is where the sound starts becoming mix ready. High pass the pad so it stays out of the sub and kick range. Depending on how thick the patch is, that might be somewhere around 120 Hz or higher. If it sounds boxy, cut a little in the 250 to 450 Hz range. If it gets harsh, notch out a narrow area in the upper mids. And if the arrangement needs it, you can add a gentle high shelf near the end for a little more air. In DNB, this step is non-negotiable. The low end belongs to the drums and the sub. A pad riser with too much low frequency will muddy the drop before it even arrives. So keep this sound focused in the mids and upper mids. Next, add auto filter. This is your main movement tool. Set it to a low pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB. Add a touch of resonance so the sweep has character, and maybe a little drive if you want extra edge. Start the cutoff relatively low, then automate it open over the length of the build. And here's the key, don't make the filter do everything all at once. Build the movement in layers. Let the filter start opening first. Then let the stereo width expand. Then bring in more saturation or density near the end. Then let the reverb bloom last. That staggered movement feels more alive than one giant automation ramp. You can also automate a second parameter for emotional tension. Maybe the reverb size gets bigger. Maybe the chorus depth increases. Maybe the wavitable position shifts toward a brighter harmonic place. Maybe the drive comes up just a touch in the final bars. The goal is evolution, not just volume. Now let's dirty it up a bit. Add saturator, redux, or drum boss. But use restraint. We want controlled degradation, not broken audio. Saturator is great for this. A few dB of drive, soft clip-on, and careful output compensation can give the pad that sweaty warehouse edge. Redux can add grain and age, but keep it subtle. A little downsampling goes a long way. Too much bit reduction and the sound starts feeling cheap instead of nostalgic. Drum bus can also be useful in small doses. A little drive, a little crunch, maybe damping if the top gets too sharp. I'd usually avoid boom for this specific job, because we're not trying to make a low-end thump. We're trying to make a worn, pressured pad that sits above the rhythm section. This is where the VHS rave feeling really comes from. Controlled degradation. Slightly abused tape energy. A little dirty, but still musical. Now add space with hybrid reverb or standard reverb. Set a decay that feels generous, maybe a few seconds, and use a little pre-delay so the chord stays readable before the wash blooms. Darken the reverb a bit. Pull out some low end from the tail. You want the reverb to feel smeared and shadowy, not glassy and hyper clean. If you want a more obvious transition tail, echo can sit before or after the reverb. Then automate the wet amount so the space opens up near the end of the riser. Start drier, then bloom into the final bars. That gives you a real sense of the room expanding before the drop hits. And when the drop lands, you can cut that space hard. That contrast is gold in DNB. Wet into dry, white into focused, hazy into punchy. That's the tension release people feel even if they don't consciously notice it. At this point, if the patch feels good, bounce it to audio. This is where the workflow becomes really useful for arrangement. Freeze and flatten, or resample it, then edit the result like a real transition tool. Trim the start cleanly. Add a reverse piece at the beginning if it helps create pull. Cut the tail so it lands exactly on the drop. Fade the end to avoid clicks. If you need to warp it, do that carefully, but don't overwarp unless you want the artifacts as part of the vibe. Now duplicate the audio and make a few variations. One with more high end. One darker and more filtered. One reversed into the main rise. One chopped into one bar fragments for fills. This gives you a mini library of transition assets you can reuse throughout the track. Placement matters too. A pad riser like this works great in the last two or four bars before a drop, or across an 8-bar breakdown into the return of the drums. In old-school jungle arrangements, it can also sit before a break edit or a bass switch. Think of it as a signal that the energy is changing. A really effective context is this. Let the track breathe through a breakdown, then bring in the VHS pad rising over 8 bars, while the filter opens and the reverb gets wider. Then mute it suddenly right before the drop, and let the full drums, sub, and bass come in dry and direct. That vacuum right before impact is what makes the return feel huge. If you're layering this with other elements, keep an eye on the group bus. A light glue compressor can help if the layers are inconsistent, but don't let it pump audibly. And always check mono compatibility. Wide chorus and stereo delay can sound massive in stereo and weirdly hollow in mono. A good habit is to collapse the track to mono once in a while. If the sound falls apart, reduce the width or chorus depth. You want the core of the pad to remain solid even when stereo image gets wider in the final bars. You can also automate utilities width control. Start narrower, then open it up as the build progresses. That creates a really effective sense of lift. Then pull it back right before the drop so the drop feels more focused and powerful. Let me give you a couple of advanced ideas you can try after the main version is working. One is a two-stage riser. Stage 1 is a darker tonal pad with restrained motion. Stage 2 keeps the same source, but adds more resonance, brighter upper partials, and tighter filter movement. That gives your transition a narrative arc instead of one straight line. Another strong option is a reverse tail hybrid. Bounce the pad to audio, reverse a short section into the start, and then let the original rise continue after it. That pull into the transition works especially well before a jungle drop. You can also try rhythmic gating with auto pan or a very subtle gate, so the pad pulses against the grid. Keep it soft, wide, and musical. The idea is to hint at breakbeat energy before the drums actually arrive. And if you want a more haunted flavor, try parallel degradation. Duplicate the track, process one copy more aggressively with redux, saturator, and a darker filter, then blend it underneath a cleaner version. That gives you grit without losing the body of the chord. A couple of final teacher-style reminders here. Treat the riser like a scene change, not just an effect. Ask yourself what room the listener is entering, what emotional space is opening up before the drop, and check the build at low volume. If the motion still reads quietly, it's probably strong. If it only works when it's loud, you're likely relying too much on brightness or width. So the recap is simple. Build from a real minor chord, not just noise. Use Wavetable, Chorus Ensemble, Auto Filter, EQ8, Saturator, Reverb or Echo and Utility as your chord chain. Automate filter, width, space, and subtle degradation to create that VHS rave tension. Keep the low end clean. Bounce the result to audio. Then use it as a proper arrangement tool for 4-bar, 8-bar, or 16-bar DNB transitions. The best jungle and DNB risers feel like emotion, decay, and motion all at once. That's the vibe. That's the pressure. And that's how you make a pad riser that actually feels like it belongs in the tune.